This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Sometimes Olga, Erica, and Peter here in the newsroom bring in gummy bears, but generally the Marketplace New York Bureau is snack-free. Not so other companies, which brings us to a discussion of culinary creativity and tax policy. Writer Jamie Lauren Kalis wrote a New York Times piece about this. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about snacks.
First of all, good old American ingenuity. You found that clever workers have figured out how to turn free nibbles into meals?
Yeah. So I was working on a temporary contract at Vox, the website, and this was my first time working in an office. I've worked freelance for about 5 years. So when I got there, the biggest surprise to me was that I could eat all as many snacks as I wanted every day and figured out a bunch of different ways to combine them. My colleagues who sat across the desk, she was telling me how she sometimes makes a pizza with things from the office. So she takes the free bread and then she puts either like some sriracha or if she has some tomatoes or pasta sauce, Baby Bell cheeses, those little wax wrap cheeses, toasts it and then puts a little bit of Parmesan cheese to make work pizza, she calls it.
You're talking to an Italian American here. I'm not sure it's that's my idea of pizza. But look, here's the marketplace question. Companies can deduct the cost of snacks, but there are limits on deducting the cost of meals for the staff?
Yeah, so employers are allowed to provide meals for their employees, but they can't just give you free meals every day because that's for the benefit of the employee and is basically a form of income that would be taxable. But snacks, it turns out, fall into this third category of perks called de minimis fringe benefits. And these perks are basically what the IRS doesn't tax because it's too confusing to add them up. So employers can create a tax deduction for themselves by offering free snacks, which then makes their employees happier, but also they can write the cost of the snacks off on their taxes.
And in the big federal tax overhaul last year, snacks got nailed?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of too soon to tell, but under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, now employers can only deduct half the cost of workplace snacks. And over the course of the next, I think, decade, that is going to be phased out. So employers are going to pay more for them now.
And back to the question of why companies do snacks at all. You mentioned workplace morale, but would it be cynical of me to suppose it's because the boss doesn't want the lost productivity if I ever leave the office for 12 minutes to get a bite?
Yeah, I mean, you see these places like Google where they give you everything at work. You can get a haircut. You can work out at the gym. Like, I think there's definitely an incentive to keep people at the office longer. And I can't speak for every employer, but like, if the motive is profit, then it seems like you'd want to get as much as you can out of your employees.
All right. Jamie Lauren Kalis has just written about snacks and meals in the workplace and the tax implications in the New York Times. Ms. Kalis, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.